This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And oh my goodness, what do we have now? The voters have spoken on Super Tuesday, and it is What Do We Do Now Wednesday. For the Democrats, it just might be an easy coast to the convention. Hillary Clinton had some nice things to say about her rival Bernie Sanders, and when the count is finished, Hillary may have a solid lead in delegates and what looks like an unbreakable hold on the southern states. In a moment, former Congressman Barney Franks declares it's over for the Democrats. Clinton will be the nominee. That's coming right up. As for Donald Trump, his sweet victories in most of the Super Tuesday states seem to make a turning point for the candidate. Last night, it was Donald Trump, the quiet, measured billionaire, looking to find a proper tone to express the gravitas of the presidency he seeks after weeks of cat-clawing combat in those presidential debates.
I'm a unifier. I know people are going to find that a little bit hard to believe, but believe me, I am a unifier. Once we get all of this finished, I'm going to go after one person. That's Hillary Clinton, on the assumption she's allowed to run, which is a big assumption. I don't know that she's going to be allowed to run.
Pastor Mark Burns is an evangelical pastor in South Carolina who's voted in the past for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, but not so much anymore.
I invite everyone that is here to help me elect the next president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Shout Trump!
That's Pastor Burns introducing Donald Trump at a rally in Oklahoma City last week. He's been traveling around the country with the Trump campaign. He joins me now from South Carolina. Pastor Burns, welcome back. And what do you have to say?
Well, you know, we're really ecstatic and happy that Mr. Trump, he did really well on Super Tuesday, as expected. He does what he said he's going to do, which is he's going to win, and he's doing that winning.
Is that the idea? Win, and it really doesn't matter what Trump's life record is. You want a winner there in the White House.
Well, I really want somebody that you can trust in the White House, and that's really what's important. As a pastor, honesty is really is the top priority. Donald Trump has made it clear to us as evangelicals that we will have a friend in the White House. And so it's important when someone says that they don't come and just sing the hymnal songs and the Christian routine just to win over our votes, but actually keep to their word once they get into office. And we believe Donald Trump would do just that.
One of the things that Super Tuesday proves is that black votes are hugely important in the South, and that African Americans have voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton and look to vote overwhelmingly for Democrats in the general election. If that is the case in the fall, African Americans are going to be a very, very difficult constituency for Donald Trump to attract. How would he do that?
Well, I think it all starts to what really matters. When you paint the picture of not voting based off of feelings, but vote based off of facts, the fact is the African-American community, our community, my community, is one of the most deprived financially economic groups there is in America. It's all about jobs and creating jobs. And I've spoken to many HBCU students who are in American historically black college students, and no, they don't like the rhetoric that media has played out that Donald Trump is just racist and Donald Trump is just separatist. But at the end of the day, in these conversations, they say, I would vote for Donald Trump because he's the one that is most likely to create jobs. And that's really where I'm at. And so Donald Trump is a unifier, and it's through economic development, through jobs.
But name one policy that Donald Trump has suggested they would do anything about that. He says the jobs will come back because I'm going to bring the companies back, but he doesn't say how he's going to do that.
Well, you know, he's also made it clear that he's surrounding himself around very, very smart business men and women. Donald Trump has made it clear there's some very smart business people that the government has not used. They've been using political hacks, as he called it, and not real people that can really bring a real change to to America, and he's going to make sure he surrounded himself around very smart people that has done deals for him and helped build his major company that he has, successful company that he has. He's bringing that same principle to the federal government.
So, Pastor, you believe that Donald Trump is authentic and you're trusting these jobs that will come to help African-Americans in the cities to Trump's business friends and billionaire friends who are going to be part of his cabinet? Is that what you're saying?
Well, think about it. Right now, Hillary Clinton, and I don't want to get into any bastion of any candidates, but Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz, they're all part of the establishment, especially Hillary Clinton. And yet the value of the African-American net worth being at 5,000 has all been under her watch. And what's really drawn a lot of evangelicals and American voters to Donald Trump is he's coming from outside the political system to come in and say, listen, I'm self-funding. I see what the problem is. And right now, the number one issue that we have in America is jobs.
And you've been to Trump rallies, Pastor Burns?
All over the country, yes. That's why my voice is hoarse right now.
Yeah, right. Are you among a lot of other African Americans at these rallies? When you look around, what kinds of people are at these rallies?
Well, right now, I think the rallies, it is a mixture. It is still, as of right now, it's still predominantly Caucasian. But I can see every rally I go to, there are more and more and more African-Americans are standing up. And I'm going to tell you, let me say this. I speak to thousands of African-Americans in this country, Black Americans in this country on a one-on-one basis. And many of them, almost most of that I've spoken to, one, don't believe Donald Trump is a racist. They don't believe that he is out to, to create a white supremacist government, as others have said. They're almost closet supporters that are out there. And as I said many times before, there are more African-Americans that are privately supporting Donald Trump than you think, only because it's politically incorrect to be an African-American and support a Republican, especially one like Donald Trump. When you look at people like Jennifer Hudson in 2008, when she lost her mother and her brother in that horrific triple murder, it was Donald Trump who took up that tab, paid for those funeral arrangements. It was Donald Trump who created a fund, a college fund, for those children that were left behind. Now, they don't ever have to worry about college. He did this way before he was deciding to run for president.
Well, it's going to be a wild ride between now and November, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's still a battle. We haven't won yet. Again, I'm not officially with the campaign. I speak as myself. I just believe personally, as a Donald Trump supporter, he would be the best thing for the candidate, for the country, and the best thing for us as African Americans. We need jobs.
Well, we're going to keep your phone number handy. You don't mind if we call you again?
Absolutely. Be honored to.
Pastor Mark Burns is an evangelical pastor in South Carolina. Thanks so much.
Blessings to you.
Donald Trump received some support from the takeaway community, Oviedo, Florida. I'm not surprised that Trump has won so many states. People have been so fed up for so long that they are ready to have an un-PC voice come out to defend them in a manner that speaks to their heart. People are afraid of what's happening to this country by politicians that only hear their own voice and desires. Hopefully Trump can calm it down some and show that he can put a filter on when he needs to be. People are afraid of Trump for his lack of self-control, arrogance, and ego, but he'll probably win. Irving, Texas. It's clear Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee. Because of that, I'm a registered independent who lives in Texas, so today I voted for Donald Trump. And when Hillary Clinton becomes the nominee officially and enters the general against Trump, I will vote for him again. I'm a Bernie Sanders supporter, and it hurt me so bad to vote Trump, but Hillary Clinton is a liar and another fake liberal like Barack Obama. Well, will it be Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump in the general election? She eked out a win in Massachusetts last night. Barney Frank is already looking ahead to the general election later this year. He's a former congressman from Massachusetts. Barney, welcome.
Hello.
What do you make of Clinton's victories yesterday? Do you think she's the presumptive nominee at this point?
Yeah, she's overwhelmingly likely to be the nominee, not simply because she won many more of the contests, also because she won by such large margins that her delegate total is very significant, and this is a case of how do you get to, one half plus one. But beyond that, it's the nature of the voting. You know, there's a new slogan, I think, that's coming out of this set of primaries, although it's a reaffirmation of what's been true in Democratic primaries for president for a while. Black votes matter. African Americans are a large percentage of the Democrats, and they're overwhelmingly Democratic. The overwhelming percentage of black votes that Hillary Clinton received this time and in South Carolina means that she's going to do very well in primaries going forward, not just in the South, but in states like Michigan, Ohio, and other places where there's a significant black population.
Moving forward in the campaign, is Hillary Clinton vulnerable on her economic policy? She's linked to Wall Street. She takes contributions from Wall Street, and she's certainly linked to the Clinton administration, which did so much deregulation of the banks back in the 90s.
The single most important deregulation is something that Bernie Sanders voted for. She was not in the Congress at the time. I did vote for two. Several of us made that mistake, but it was the one that kept derivatives from being regulated. Secondly, as far as taking contributions from Wall Street is concerned, that's true of most Democrats. I would like to see financial reform change, financial campaign reform come in, but it's not going to happen unilaterally, and you know, you don't get into unilateral disarmament. And the final thing I would make is that Bernie Sanders has a dilemma here. The more he criticizes Hillary Clinton for what he says is being soft on Wall Street, the harsher he's being towards Barack Obama. Bernie Sanders has an ad running that says, look at these bad things that various of these financial industries did, and look at the fact that they weren't punished strongly enough. That must be because people got speaking fees and campaign contributions. Well, that's an attack on Barack Obama. It has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. She was not in a position to do anything. The Secretary of State, which she was, has no role in deciding what the penalty is for financial institutions. So, no, I don't think that you're going to see the Democrats in particular decide that, oh, gee, Obama was just terrible on this, and we'll vote for a guy who repudiates him.
Former Democratic representative from Massachusetts, Barney Frank, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So now some voices from the Democratic wing of the Takeaway Party.
Bill Sparks, Springfield, Oregon. I always liked Hillary, although I do like Bernie. I appreciate him being in the race, and I think he pushed Hillary to new heights and a better message.
I was feeling the burn as I waited in a line more than a block long. Now I feel pretty good, having done my patriotic duty. Minneapolis.
Aram, I'm calling from Quincy, Mass, and Hillary will get my vote. I was not surprised by the result. It is hard to look at the U.S. as a world leader, having Donald Trump with no filter, racist, and with his ignorance. But however, I will go vote for Hillary.
Super Tuesday certainly stirred things up. We'd love to hear how you're feeling at this moment and the story that you're telling. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.